CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 megahertz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 27th of October 2024, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast, prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. The RSGB releases a snapshot video of the exciting Girl Guiding ISS contact. You can listen to the chair of the RSGB's Propagation Studies Committee on the latest episode of the ICQ podcast. The RSGB has begun releasing presentations from its 2024 convention. On the 5th of October, in her first official engagement as Girl Guiding Patron, Her Royal Highness, the Duchess of Edinburgh, joined 100 excited brownies, guides and rangers in making a live amateur radio contact with the International Space Station. The event was organised by the Radio Society of Great Britain and Amateur Radio on the International Space Station, or ARIS, as it is usually known, in collaboration with the UK Space Agency, Girl Guiding Surrey West, and Brooklands Museum's Innovation Academy programme. The aim was to promote the engagement and involvement of girls and young women in science, technology, engineering and mathematics. Everyone had a fantastic day, and after the contact, the girls enjoyed a variety of STEM activities, including making snail Morse keys, playing Morse battleships, learning about the CubeSat simulator, and making stomp rockets. The RSGB has created a short video snapshot of the day, which you can see on its YouTube channel at youtube.com/the RSGB. Take a look. The latest episode of ICQ podcast is available to listen to online and features RSGB Propagation Studies Committee Chair Steve Nichols, G0KYA. During episode 441, Martin Butler, M1MRB, talks to Steve about propagation and how the sunspot cycle has taken off to impact conditions positively. They also discuss Ham Radio's Science Citizen Investigation, which we also know as HAM-SCI, a collective that enables university researchers to collaborate with radio amateurs in scientific investigations. To access the interview, select episode 441 at icqpodcast.com and listen from 1 hour and 35 minutes. The RSGB 2024 convention weekend brought together hundreds in person and thousands via the live streams, as well as the Convention in a Nutshell video released last week. The Society has now published two of the main presentations. The first is the keynote speech about the future of amateur radio licensing and education by Rafael Lukovitsky, EI6LA. The second looks at inspiring the next generation by the RSGB's two new youth champions, Chris Aitken, MM0WIC, and Rhys Williams, M0WGY. You will find both presentations, as well as the full 2 days of live stream content, in the RSGB 2024 convention playlist on the Society's YouTube channel. Remember to subscribe to the channel so you don't miss additional presentations when they're published. There's also still time to share your feedback about the in-person event or the live stream, but the feedback forms will close at the end of this month. Head over to rsgb.org/feedback if you attended the event, or rsgb.org/livestream-feedback if you watched via the live stream. Let the team know what you enjoyed. If you're thinking of taking an amateur radio exam before Christmas, there are two important dates you need to be aware of. The last date you can take an exam at a club, whether online or on paper, is Friday, the 13th of December. if you want to take an exam online at home, the last date you can do that is Friday, the 20th of December. The RSGB exams team will, where possible, post out exam results before headquarters shuts over Christmas and the new year. Exams will resume on Monday the 6th of January 2025, and the booking system will be available over the festive season, so you can book exams for January onwards. You can book online on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/exampay. On Friday the 18th of October, the RSGB Mill Hill School and a team of radio amateurs in New Zealand took part in a special celebration to mark the centenary of the first successful two-way trans-global communication between radio amateurs in the UK and New Zealand. The original contact between Frank Bell, 4AA, in New Zealand, and Cecil Goyder, 2SZ, in Mill Hill School, North London, was reenacted at the school on a wavelength as close as possible to the original. Members of Goyder's family watched the reenactment and chatted to pupils. As a part of wider celebrations for the day, the school put on activities including a builder radio workshop. Students at the school showed significant interest in amateur radio, with a number of students signing up to be part of a new radio club that will be set up by the school's physics teacher. The overall event was led by RSGB Life Vice President Don Beattie, G3BJ, who said that he was delighted by the success of the event and that it had given pupils the opportunity to learn how groundbreaking that first radio contact was with New Zealand. Call sign G2SZ was operational for 4 days surrounding the centenary, during which operators achieved approximately 1,250 contacts. To find out more about this unique celebration, go to www.golfbravo2novemberzulu.com and search for GB2NZ reenactment on the RSGB website. The Memorial Day QSO Party is an activity providing participants with an opportunity to honour amateur radio operators who are now silent key. The event is being sponsored and managed by the First Class CW Operators Club and is open to all licensed amateurs. The event begins at 0900 UTC on the 1st of November 2024 and ends at 0859 UTC on the 2nd of November. More information is available at g4foc.org or by emailing Mike Delta Quebec Papa at golf4fox.oscarcharlie.org or Michel Carlone, that's Mike India Charlie Hotel Echo Lima Echo, Charlie Alfa Romeo Lima Oscar November Echo at yahoo.indiatango. Ofcom has notified stakeholders that the next release of its licensing service will be delayed due to issues that have arisen during software development. According to the Ofcom website, the delays have impacted phases 2 and 3 of the planned changes to the amateur radio licensing framework. Phase 2 includes changes to new intermediate call signs, special event station rules, and restrictions on the number of call signs an individual may hold. Revised plans are expected to be published soon. You can read the update on the Ofcom website at tinyurl.com/OscarFoxtrot/CharlieOscarMikeOscarCharlieTango24. And now for details of rallies and events. The Gala Shields Rally is taking place today at the Voluntary Hall, St John Street, Gala Shields, postcode Tango Delta 1, 3 Juliet X-ray. The Holsworthy Radio Rally will be taking place on Sunday the 3rd of November at Holsworthy Leisure Centre, Well Park, Western Road, Holsworthy in Devon. There will be traders, bring-and-buy area and catering. The venue has disabled access, free parking and entry will be £3 per person. The doors will be open to traders from 8am and to the public from 10am. For more information, email Chris, M0KNF, at boltonbicycles@gmail.com. The 12th Scottish Microwave Roundtable, GMRT, will be going ahead on Saturday the 9th of November 2024 at the Museum of Communication, Burnt Island in Fife. Lunch will be provided and an optional dinner will be held in the evening at a local hotel. Online booking is available via the GMRT website at gmroundtable.org.uk or by email to Colin, GM4HWO, at golfmike4, Hotel Whiskey Oscar, at gmail.com. Now the special event news. George MM0JNL is active as Golf Bravo Zero Golf Tango Sierra until the 18th of November to raise awareness of homeless military veterans in association with the Great Tommy Sleepout, organised by the Royal British Legion Industries. The station will be operating on the 80 to 10 metre bands using SSB. There may also be some activity on the 2 metre band. George will operate at least one full night roughing it outside as part of the Great Tommy Sleepout. More details are available at qrz.com. Special call sign Sierra X-Ray 80 Foxtrot Foxtrot will be used in various locations, including Crete, as SV9/SX80FF until the 31st of October. The purpose of the activity is to honour the 80 fallen Greek firefighters and aerial firefighting crews who lost their lives in the line of duty. The station was spotted recently on the 60-metre band using FT8. QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL and QRZ.com logbook. Paper QSL cards will not be available. Now the DX News. A team of operators is active as Yankee Juliet 0 Victor Victor from Efate, that's OC035, Vanuatu, until the 29th of October. The team is operating SSB and CW and digital modes on the 160 to 6 meter bands with two high power stations and a selection of 7 antennas. QSL via K4NHW direct or via the Bureau. QSOs will be uploaded to ClubLog and Logbook of the World. Maurizio IK2GZU is active as 5 Hotel 3 Mike Bravo from Tanzania until the 11th of November while doing volunteer work at a local school. In his spare time, he will operate SSB, CW and digital modes on the 80 to 10 meter bands, QSL via ClubLog's OQRS, Logbook of the World EQSL or via IK2GZU. Now the contest news. The CQ Worldwide DX SSB contest started at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 26th and ends at 23:59 UTC today. Using SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange of signal report in CQ zone, the UK is in zone 14. Tomorrow, that's the 28th, the RSGB FT4 contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using FT4 on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted. The exchange is your report. On Wednesday the 30th, the UK and Ireland Contest Club 80 meter contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC using CW on the 80 meter band. The exchange is your 6 character locator. The RSGB 144 MHz CW Marconi contest starts at 1400 UTC on Saturday the 2nd and ends at 1400 UTC on Sunday the 3rd of November. Using CW on the 2 meter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. And the International Police Association Radio Club invites all radio amateurs around the world to take part in its contest, which takes place every year on the first complete weekend in November. This year, the CW section will take place on Saturday the 2nd of November from 0600 to 1800 UTC. The SSB section will take place on Sunday the 3rd of November from 0600 to 1800 UTC. More information about the contest and the award program are available at IndiaPapaAlfaRomeoCharlie.DeltaEcho. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, GTYLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 24th of October, 2024. Last week, solar conditions couldn't have been much better. We had a week of high solar flux indices, relatively calm geomagnetic conditions, and, other than an X-class solar flare, not much else to report. The solar flare originated from active region 3869 and reached a strong X3.3 in the early hours of October the 24th. This event was associated with a coronal mass ejection, or CME, based on solar dimming following the event. But because the flare location was located off the east limb, it was directed mostly away from Earth. Once again, all the sunspots are in the southern hemisphere, but activity appears to be growing. This could spell trouble over the next week. This weekend, 26th and 27th, the CQ Worldwide SSB contest is taking place, and conditions should be excellent, with a combination of high solar flux and autumnal HF conditions. Maximum usable frequencies, MUFs, are generally higher than 28 MHz from dawn until dusk. Nighttime MUFs over a 3,000 km path are just above 14 MHz, although you might get better results by dropping down to 10 MHz if the 20 meter band doesn't work for you. Not 10 megahertz for a contest, though. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index may rise again, perhaps hitting 185 as we enter November. However, this current bunch of sunspots, which are rotating to be Earth-directed next week, appear to be more active. And we could see more solar flares and CMEs, which could throw a spanner in the works. A solar flare could impact the ionosphere by increasing D-layer absorption for up to an hour or so, and possibly launch a coronal mass ejection. If a CME hits the Earth, expect the MUF to plummet, at least for a day or two, until the ionosphere recovers. And now the VHF and up-propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The autumn equinox period brought some amazing ionospheric propagation to 50 MHz on Thursday last week, with stations in the UK working morning paths to VK, JA, DS and XV, among others. Typically, for 50 MHz DX, the skip zones were sharp and moved rapidly. Stations even a few kilometres apart experienced very different signals and paths. Those with a low noise flare had a huge advantage, as signals were generally weak in the UK and only good for FT8. However, some reports of a VK station at plus 5 buck this trend. Next week will offer some reasonable tropo conditions, although not without some occasional interruptions from weak frontal systems, especially in the far southwest and the far northwest of Britain. It's not clear if these represent good rain scatter options, but they are more likely to temporarily curtail any tropo for a while. The solar conditions continue to feed the occasional aurora alert our way, so it's always good to monitor the KP index for signs of it increasing above 4. It won't always go on to produce a radio aurora, but it's worth keeping an eye on things. The meteor scatter prospects continue to be elevated by the decline of the Orionids, which peaked on Tuesday the 22nd, and the Taurids, which are very low rate shower, but technically cover a broad period into December. The Leonids is the next major shower, but that doesn't peak until mid-November. Lastly, looking at the outer season sporadic eve prospects, there are always days with minor enhancements of the critical frequency of the sporadic eve layer, as shown on the propquest.co.uk graphs. Certainly, there are stronger jet streams available in the autumn and winter, but other elements of sporadic eve are not so favourable. It's usually a very marginal outcome at best, but nonetheless, good enough for the 10 or 6 metre bands, and mostly for digital modes, such as FT8. It could well be that trans-equatorial propagation is a more fruitful venture. For EME operators, moon declination is positive, but falling, going negative on Tuesday the 29th, path losses are rising, reaching a maximum at apogee on the morning of Wednesday the 30th, 144 megahertz IE noise is lower till Friday the 1st of November, when the sun and moon are close in the sky. And that's all from the propagation team this week, and we move down to the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. As usual for me, physical meetings only for the Southwest. Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society. On Tuesday, the Society's meeting from 7:30pm at the New Remembrance Hall, Charlton, Shaftesbury. Christchurch Amateur Radio Society. On Thursday, members are meeting for a Natter Night at 7:30pm. On Sundays and Wednesdays, Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society has club nights from 7pm, and the Society holds the Morse Academy every Thursday night from 7pm. Guernsey Amateur Radio Society. On Friday, the club meets at the Bunker, Beausejour Leisure Centre, from 7:30pm. Isle of Avalon Amateur Radio Club meets on Fridays at Ivor's Paddock from 6pm. The Jersey Amateur Radio Society Club Room is now open on Friday evenings from 8pm. Tomorrow, that's the 28th, the Mid-Somerset Amateur Radio Club is having a social meeting at the Quarterjack in Wells from 2:30pm. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, postcode BS16, 4NE. Meetings start at 7pm and talks start at 8pm. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30pm at the Chantry, Thornbury. On Wednesday, there will be an operating and social evening. On Monday, Western Supermare Radio Society is meeting at Western Supermare Social Club from 7:30pm. Now, Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronics Society. On Monday, members will be listening to a talk on Radio Caroline by Andrew, G4IVD. Now, for Wales, all of Wales, the next meeting of Aberdare and District Amateur Radio Society will be held on Friday the 8th of November at Hirwine YMCA Hall, CF44-9RB, from 6pm. Aberkenfig and District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7pm at Tom D Railway Club, Swaisnor Poch, Bridge End. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is holding its AGM from 8pm. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesdays of the month in the upstairs room at Chepstow Athletic Club, postcode NP16-5JT, from 7:30pm. Cumbrannan District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7pm till 9pm at Hentless Village Hall, postcode NP44-6JZ. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Sonnydale, Cardiff, postcode CF14-6EA, at 7pm every Tuesday. Newport Amateur Radio Society members are having a clubhouse evening from 7pm on Thursday. The North Wales Amateur Radio Group, today, the 27th, members are having a tabletop bring and buy sale. Tomorrow, that's the 28th, there'll be a crystal radio construction evening. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets in Ustrad at Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41-7SY, on Tuesdays. On Tuesday, St. Tibby Amateur Radio Society is holding a meeting at the Portable Cabin adjacent to Sarin Hall, SA18-3LN, from 7pm. And Uskside Amateur Radio Club meets every Monday from 7 until 9pm at Faith Church, Wen Industrial Estate, Rogerston, NP10-9FQ. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10am on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication. Calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.